League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So fans, as you know, clamor for Scoop Mish on Coast to Coast. So we got to get him as usual. And we go to great lengths to get him. He's very busy. Craig Mish from Newswire joins us on C2C to make the fans happy. What did you think? Because I was betting on the Fish yesterday in Baltimore. And obviously, when it was 7-0, I was counting money. And they got it done. But what did you think of Stauer's performance? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, 5 hits, 6 runs driven in, 3 home runs, had a second shot at 4 home runs. And yeah, I mean, I guess they're really, when you think about it, Scott, it doesn't happen all the time, but that revenge narrative is real. You know, I mean, Stauer's, if I don't know, a lot of people probably didn't even watch the Marlins play the Orioles games before that. But I mean, he looked like he had an extra gear, and it's really hard to ever say that in baseball. Like, you would say, what do you mean? Yeah, I mean, he was like running from first to third. He ran home one time when the ball was in the infield. It just really seemed like he had it to get a little bit of revenge on his old team. Remember, the Orioles traded him to the Marlins last year, along with Connor Norby, for Trevor Rogers. So, yeah, Stauer's is the Marlins all-star, and he's had a really good first half.
You know, I like that young manager that you have down there, and I like that team. I think they're decent. I thought their road performance in the first half was surreal.
Yeah, surprising on a lot of different levels, Scott. I mean, I don't think anybody saw the Marlins, you know, potentially winning 75 or 80 games, and maybe it still is far-fetched. I don't know how people feel about it to this point, but they're only a few games under 500, and they're sort of ahead of schedule to where you thought they would be very competitive. You know, remains to be seen what they do coming up in a couple of weeks, and I think that will probably be the telltale sign if they end up moving some pieces to teams that are, you know, fighting for the World Series. But it's been a really competitive first half for Miami. And outside of, you believe, Scott, the Marlins got swept by the Rockies at home. Outside of that, it's been like an A-plus first half. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And you never see it coming until it happens. Like, I thought the biggest story this weekend was what Seattle did to Detroit at Comerica. Yeah. And all those runs. They swept the series, and they just, I mean, they just poured it on them, and it really is the first time I've seen any weakness in the Tigers in the entire first half.
Yeah, but as we've talked about before, that's one team that you really shouldn't have any concerns with. You're going to see, I believe it is 3 starters in the All-Star game tomorrow night and the starting pitcher, so that will make 4. And, you know, Scott, is following baseball as long as you do, that's a very starved city for a championship. So I really expect the Tigers to make some, whatever moves are out there to make, I think that they will. And yeah, I mean, look, every team is going to go through 3 or 4 losses in a row. But Detroit, really, with having Skubal, is built for the postseason. I'm very curious to see what they add here on the 31st.
What do you think of what Boston has accomplished over the last couple of weeks and winning 10 in a row? And, you know, I talked about Bayo on the show already today. He had the complete game win. Then he comes out and does it again. Where he goes deep into the game yesterday. Crochet had a complete game. They have The bats are on fire. They get rid of Devers. You were the guy, and I gave you credit for this. You're the only guy I know that said he wouldn't hit in San Francisco,
yeah.
And he's done nothing in that ballpark at all. But Boston is better than ever.
Yeah, they have this kid who, you know, I'm very familiar with because I thought there was a chance Miami was going to get him a couple of years. And Sedan Rafaela, I mean, this kid has been awesome. You know, I really thought he'd be a superstar even years ago, and it's turning out to be the case now. So that's the positive. But I would say on the flip side, Scott, I'll tell you what I think. I think the Red Sox are pretty much a 500 team. I think they're playing a little bit better than people would expect. And I also would say, look, you have to beat who's in front of you. But beating the Rockies three in a row and then beating the White Sox three or four in a row, they're going through a soft part of the schedule. I know they played well against Tampa Bay, too. I get that. But I think the regression to the mean will come for them a little bit. But if the Red Sox ended up winning 84, 85 games a season, I mean, there maybe would be some people that would be upset. But I think that's kind of who they are. So I wouldn't get too – I know they won 10 in a row, but I wouldn't get too excited just yet.
I watched that guy Imanaga pitch yesterday, and for his size, I was blown away by his stuff. How impressed are you by his work in Chicago and what he did at Yankee Stadium?
He was great last year. He was great this year, and then he got hurt, missed some time. He's come back, and you look, he's going to start. I mean, if you assume the Cubs are making the playoffs at some point, either he's starting their first wild card game, or he's starting their first or second series game in the division series. He's a very big part of what they're going to do moving forward. And you know, this is basically a full year and a half of him being a number one or number two starter in Major League Baseball. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I saw it last year, too.
The Brewers are up their tuchus and playing great baseball. They've won 8 of 10 and 7 in a row. Nothing like, you know, the Red Sox and the Brewers being this hot and then it ends and you got 4 days off and do you lose your swerve? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think when it comes to the Brewers, I think, Scott, is it time to just basically say that, you know, we gave the Rays for being this best organization in baseball for so many years? I mean, has the Brewers taken that now? I mean, it doesn't matter who they have. It doesn't matter what pitchers they lose. It doesn't matter who is the manager of the Brewers. They end up winning like 90 games every year. So incredible pitching factory. They just keep calling up pitchers. They keep doing well. You know, they get these players from the minor leagues. They draft well. They develop well. Jackson Churio, they find him internationally. A few years later, he's an all-star. So two thumbs up for Milwaukee. Don't think they're built to win the World Series, but they'll be competitive every year.
How did you think Mizorowski handled the Philly scandal where all the Phillies got up in arms about him getting into the All-Star game with 5 starts?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he handled it right. I don't agree with it. I'm on board with every single thing that you try in baseball to make it more exciting and make it better. I'm on board. You want to do pitch clocks. You want to do golden bat. Somebody comes in to try and hit a home run late in the game as a pinch hitter that's not even in the lineup. I'm all on board for that stuff. But what I'm not on board is taking my money. There's a lot of players out there that probably deserved it more than Mizorowski did that are not going to get paid that all-star bonus. And also the other thing, Scott, is I don't know if you are all that familiar with how these arbitration hearings work and when these guys are in the room.
Right.
But what happens is the people who are presiding over how much money to give the players in the end are not even baseball fans. So you have these lawyers and these teams saying this guy's not good. And then you have the lawyer, the agent saying, but my guy was an all-star. And that's just hard to deny if you don't know a lot about baseball. We got to fix that, man. We got to fix that. I don't think we can keep naming all-stars after 5 games. Can't do it.
I would agree with that. Now, I really don't get caught up in who gets snubbed, but I did.
Me either.
You know, I did get a little, like, I didn't understand the Soto snub because if you look at it, it should be like the whole first half, right? Like, it seems to me like he was judged for 3/4 of it and not the whole thing because I thought the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the guy was maybe the best hitter in baseball. I mean, or close to it.
Right. So I think it's a little bit layered there. I think he deserves to be an all-star. I think what's happened, it's pretty obvious that once the fans didn't vote him in, that he's not very well liked amongst other players in baseball because he didn't really get any player voting to put him in the game. So I guess that's like a whole nother can of worms at some point that we'll have to evaluate. But as far as sheer numbers are concerned, is Soto an all-star? Yes, of course. But Scott, so is Seiya Suzuki on the Cubs too. I mean, leading the league and you don't get in. Kind of crazy.
I mean, that team is really tough. And I know they open with the Red Sox coming out Friday. How do you think the Cubs will do the rest of the way with, as we mentioned, the Brewers hot on their tail, like as if they were in the Tour de France?
Yeah, they've collapsed the last couple of years, Scott, so I'm not really sure what'll happen in the end. I hope that they're better fortified this time around. But I would tell you that they did not have two players this time around that they will this year. I mean, I guess Pete Crow Armstrong was there, but he's much better now. But they have Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker. I mean, that's formidable to have anywhere in a lineup. And so to me, that's a big game changer for the Cubs. And I don't see them as a World Series champ, but they should make the postseason this year.
All right. So there he is, Scoop Mish. Craig, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on Coast to Coast. Enjoy the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game.
Will do. Have a great night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
All right, we're talking about baseball, Carver High, and that was a huge extra inning win for the Dodgers on Sunday at Oracle against the Giants. It hurt San Francisco, I thought. Saturday and Sunday hurt them. They lost the series. And the Dodgers got back on track.
Dodgers did get back on track. 5-2 was the final. It did need 11. Yamamoto did pitch good. But the Dodgers, after a tough stretch, at least go into the break with a couple of wins. That is for sure. A's beat Toronto 6-3. Vladdy Jr., 1,000th career hit, was on Friday night. Couldn't hit a homer for me yesterday, though, when I needed it, which was very unfortunate. But, yeah, exactly. The Diamondbacks beat the Angels 5-1. Eugenio Suarez hit his 30th during the weekend. Sixth time in his career he's done that. But this year he did it before the All-Star game. Eugenio Suarez having a hell of a year in Arizona, and I would guess is going to have a new home within the next 2.5 weeks before the trade deadline, according to all sources that are talking. It sounds like Suarez, maybe that new home would be in the Bronx for the Yankees. We shall see for him. Phillies beat the Padres 2-1 yesterday. The Pirates beat the Twins 2-1. Well, let's clear the decks real quick on Sportsnet Pittsburgh before we move on.
Hey, Cannonball coming. Trying to rob Willie Castro in the seventh inning. Tommy Pham now drives one to deep center field, and Tommy Pham clears the deck with his fourth home run. Pirates lead 1-0.
I mean, you know, that was great and everything, but the Pirates have scored 2 runs in the last month. I mean, they are so awful. Like, their road trip, that was the – did that not just snap an 8-game losing streak or something? They're pathetic. Yeah. I mean, the guy, Tommy Pham has 4 home runs on the season. They act like he's got 50. I mean, honestly, like, they do nothing. They don't score. They don't hit home runs. They don't win. Like, it was more of a story that they won a game than that guy hit a home run. Tommy Pham, my ass. He sucks, too. So let's get real here. He's
awful. Ended up going 1-8 on that road trip to finish out the first half. They scored. This is how many runs they scored in each game. 0-0-0, 3-3-3, 1-4-2. Never more than 4 runs in any game, and that was only once they got to 4. Mostly zeros and twos for the Pirates.
You wonder why I like the Yankees. I can't even – like, I watch the Pirates when Skeens pitches, and then if you watch them any other night, It is so awful. I've had more fun at a wake than watching the Pirates play baseball. They are, remember I told you last week, my buddy said, I haven't watched a game in 5 years, and he lives in Pittsburgh. He goes, I haven't watched a game in 5 years. They're so awful. I'm like, geez, you're right. They are that bad. Like, if you watch their games, I mean, it is watching paint dry boring. I mean, it is as bad as it gets. They're so anemic, you can't even watch their games. If you watch the Pirates for three innings, I guarantee you, you'll be out cold, passed out. Like you had just drank a bottle of Jack. I mean, honestly, not you'll easy. Be passed out.
Skeens did take the loss on Friday night in Minnesota. He's four and eight on the year. He did reach 300 career strikeouts in only his 43rd start. He's the only Pirate pitcher to ever do that, and he's one of 17 in Major League history to have 300 Ks in their first 43 starts.
How about this? So, I'm thinking about the game tomorrow, and I'm like, Skeens against Skubal, and I know they're only pitching an inning, but I'm taking the National League because Skeens never wins ever when he pitches for the Pirates. Watch him win when he pitches one inning for the National League team. When he pitches for a good team, watch him win. When he pitches for an absolute bullshack team like the Pirates, he couldn't win a game if the other team didn't show up for the game.
Byron Buxton also hit for the cycle on Saturday against the Pirates for the Twins. So good weekend for him.
Honestly.
Guys have, they even have career highlight moments against the Pirates. You know, it is what it is. What can I do? Rangers beat the Astros 5-1. Brewers beat the Nationals 8-1. Chirio had a home run in that game. Brewers, of course, played really good ball going into the break, as you were talking about with Scoop Mish. And the Cardinals and Braves had to wait around for a long time yesterday afternoon, but they finally did finish 5-4. St. Louis beat them. That was the last game that ended before the break. Pete Crow Armstrong on track for nearly $1.1 million. You know, I like that they did this a few years ago. They made that $50 million pre-arbitration bonus pool, which goes to guys who haven't hit arbitration yet. And Pete Crow is going to get right now on track to get about just over a million. Skeens, 960,000. James Wood, 860,000. Corbin Carroll, almost 800,000. And those could add on depending on awards, etc.
Can you imagine being Skeens, Wood Doctor, or Corbin Carroll, and somebody hands you, for no reason whatsoever, other than you're good at what you do, they already have contracts. They already have guaranteed contracts. But then somebody gives you a pre-arbitration bonus pool check for 961 grand. Wood got 863 grand, and Carroll got 798,000. People don't make that kind of money in a lifetime, and they get it as a bonus for just being good. Like, on top of what you're making already, that's craziness to me.
Well, and this plays in a little bit to what we're going to talk about in a little bit with the Home Run Derby, because the winner of the Home Run Derby tonight gets $1 million. There's like three guys in the Derby tonight, Scotty, who they're still so young that they don't make $1 million on their regular season deal. Like, the Wood Doctor only gets about 800 grand this year. He can make $1 million if he wins. The Caminero on the Rays, he makes like 750,000 this year. He can get $1 million if he wins. So,
I could see those two guys being in the final.
I hope so. That would be very good for me if those two guys were in the final tonight.
Well, I'm sure you're going to do your sheet of integrity here in a little while.
We have a couple picks for the Home Run Derby later. Of course, we'll do the draft. We'll quickly run through this draft stuff when we come back because it was – how about the Pirates took the Gatorade High School Player of the Year, huh? Pitcher. That's what they need, more pitching. They don't got any hitters, but just keep drafting pitchers.
That's what I was going to say. They drafted two of them, and they still don't have a hitter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
So I pretty much got excited about the, I'm just going to call it, the top six players taken in the Major League draft yesterday. And I, you know, cut it off at the Pirates at six with that Gatorade player of the year, this pitcher. But it goes beyond reason for me that they just keep, I get why they draft all these pitchers, because they feel that they're worth more in trades at the end of the day than any other player, right? And so they keep drafting all these pitchers. Meanwhile, they have no one literally on the entire team or in the organization, no one that can hit. I mean, they have no hitters in the entire pipeline. That's how bad they are. And I mean to tell you, as a fan of the Pirates, it is torture being a fan of that baseball franchise. They have, like, do you remember the series you just talked about? They got shut out. They never scored a run in Seattle. They never scored a run. In three games, they got shut out. Like, are you kidding me? How bad are you that you can't see? And how stupid is your front office to see that you never win and you never score runs, and yet you just keep drafting pitchers year after year, and they never draft anyone that can hit the G-damn baseball? Like, I mean, and not only that, they never trade for anyone that can do it either. I mean, what they do is, they just give away the pitching. They just give it away. Like, you know that Paul Skenes is going to end up living in Babe Ruth's apartment and playing for the Yankees. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Get ready. It already happened once with Garrett Cole. It's going to happen again. Deja Vu City, Carver High. And you know, never mess with Deja Vu City.
Well, it might happen, but it won't be in Babe Ruth's apartment. It'll be somewhere else in New York City. But it might happen still.
Down get the line, a better put pad out. Than that, a bigger pad.
Probably. The Nationals had the first overall pick. They took high school shortstop Eli Willits. He's 17 years old in 7 months, the youngest player ever taken first overall. It was a big surprise because everyone thought that the Anderson or Holiday were going to be first. They didn't even go second. UC Santa Barbara, the Gauchos.
Whoa.
Pitcher Tyler Bremner went second overall. Then finally, Cade Anderson, the pitcher from LSU, the lefty, went to Seattle at third. Ethan Holiday goes to, and I guess this is the cool thing about Holiday, he goes to where his dad played in Colorado, which is very cool.
Well, I think that's really a nice, fluffy story. It's just wonderful for everyone that he plays there. But what could be worse than playing there? I mean, honestly, like, you talk about anemic franchises. Let's stop with all that. Like, you think the Pirates are bad. I mean, the Rockies, I'm surprised, and I'm going to say it, I'm surprised they even exist at this point. Like, that they haven't moved out of there. It's not working in Colorado. I don't care what anybody says. Take a look at that ballpark on a nightly basis. I mean, there's nobody there. I mean, they're making the Marlins look exciting. I mean, the Marlins are drawing, like, you know, more than that team. They are awful. I can't imagine starting my career with the Colorado Rockies. I mean, honestly, like, it's like death's doorstep, that place. And that ballpark. And there's no fans. I mean, I don't even know how they sell it. They can't even give away free beer night. They'd have 10,000 there. If it was, do you remember when they had like 10-cent beers in Cleveland? Christ, there was a line that went all the way to Pittsburgh to get into the ballpark. 10-cent beers. I mean, remember Disco Night at Comiskey? I mean, they don't have the smarts and wherewithal in Colorado to actually do something to make that baseball team exciting. They are a disaster. And the Pirates are too. I'm not, you know, I'm no better. But if I got drafted by that team, honestly, I'd say I'm going to college. I'm going to play college baseball. I'll see you later.
Now, the kid that the Pirates did take was Seth Hernandez. He's the Gatorade High School Player of the Year. It must have been a value play for them because he was supposed to also be like a top three, top four pick, and he slid down to six, which is why the Pirates then scooped him up instead of taking a hitter. There's the entire first round.
Allegedly, this kid is a great pitcher and for a high school pitcher, and it's a great draft pick for them that they got him. But you know, let's calm down. They got Paul Skeens, and look what they've done to him. I mean, they have made this guy, he needs a shrink and free peanut butter, something, because he is so miserable. It's written all over his face. Playing in Pittsburgh,
he's miserable.
It's like doing time at San Quentin.
The Yankees took shortstop Dax Kilby at the end of the first round. Shortstop Dax Kilby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, they're about to start up the Hawks and Rockets and Summer League action. We got Coach Young on now to talk rack for a double shot. Thank God. You can catch him on Betting Above the Rim, Pro Basketball Today on Sports Grid. You catch him on Coast to Coast regularly. He's our basketball guru of choice on this program. Coach, I have to ask you. So I said earlier, I'm playing tonight. I play every single chance I get. I play basketball. Like if it's 5 a.m, it doesn't even faze me. Boom, I'm up. I'm playing. I don't ever miss a chance to play basketball. And I saw them shut down this flag kid after 2 games. And if I were him, I'd be upset. Now, I get it. This is the NBA. This is big money. This is, we got to protect our asset. These guys with their time off that they give them, whatever they call it, management, load management, all this other nonsense. But a kid that young, he's 18 years old. This kid plays every day. Can you imagine that kid showing up down at the Y and they told him he couldn't play because he played yesterday and he needs to take today off? Have you ever met a guy, and you're at the gym all the time, hoop group, wherever, training kids, coaching kids. Have you ever met a kid that played basketball that didn't want to play every day, 7 days a week?
Oh, they all want to play every day, 7 days a week. This is where we're at. But for all, this has been going on far before Cooper Flag. I mean, he shot Ace Bailey down. A little
I
bit.
I hate it.
Vijay Etchcombe went off I think that was the Rocky Mountain Summer League for a couple of games, and then they already shut him down in Philadelphia for a game or two. So to me, it's just this is the where we're at, where, you know, it's the – you may want to call it softness. I don't know what you want to call it, but
– why have the thing then? Why have the Summer League?
Pharrell, you know and I know it. The NBA knew exactly what they were doing. They put him and Bronny, 8 o'clock, first day, prime time, ESPN. Why? Pharrell, because they don't know if they were going to get him past game number two. And usually what happens, Pharrell, is these guys that struggle, they usually struggle game one. If you look at it, I mean, Vijay Etchcombe was really the one guy I saw, maybe the Johnson kid from Washington, that struggled. They all struggle the first game, and then they get their bearings game two. Once they have a big game two, they usually shut these kids down. You'll see guys that are not going to be in the league or guys that are late first-round picks or second-round picks. You'll see more of those guys than you'll see a guy like Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg did not play well first game shooting the ball, but he showed me, Pharrell, the ability to do a lot of other things. And I think when you look at his game, he's going to be a chameleon. He will not get you 25 points a night. Can he get you 30 on a night? Yes. Can he get you 10 boards? Yes. Could he get you 10 assists? Yes. Can he get you 4 steals? Yes. Can he get you 3 blocks? Yes. It all depends on the matchup. Better way to bet him early in the year, rebounds plus assists, steals plus blocks.
So he's, you're right, exactly as usual. He does so much more than just a 10-6-4, like that he had in a game that everybody said was so terrible. I mean, some guys don't have a 10-6-4 the entire season, like a stat line like that. And then he turns around and has a 31 burger. The guy is capable of doing so many things on a basketball floor, blocking shots, making passes, the way he runs the screen, the pick and roll, everything that he does, the way he attacks the 10, the way he fills the lane, the way he runs, everything about his game. There's so many other things that he does that are spectacular. I think it's going to be fun to watch him. Now, this Edgecombe kid you're talking about that they shut down, do you think he's better, I'm just asking, on the surface than Bailey? Because, you know, a lot of people thought Bailey should have gone 3 and instead he ends up 5. And which guy's the better player? Because to me, the kid out of Baylor came out of nowhere to get all this acclaim.
Well, B.J. Edgecombe, the problem is Baylor just had an uneven season. And let's be honest, you're a Jersey guy, I'm a Jersey guy. We got to see Ace Bailey because he's in our own backyard. But Ace Bailey, to me, is a superior player. And I think when it came down to Ace Bailey getting drafted by Utah, my concern was who was going to be on the roster. I said it. There's 4 guys you had to look at. Collins, Sexton, Markkanen, and I'm missing and Clarkson. I said, you got to move as many of them as possible. Well, Farrell, they moved 3 of them. So now that opens up the pathway for this kid to get the playing time, because I don't care what Danny Ainge and Austin Ainge and whatever Ainge they got left in that organization, they're tanking. They're looking at A.J. DeBonza, the kid out of BYU that already went to prep school in Utah, and they're zeroing in on tanking to get this kid. The problem is they tanked to get Cooper Flagg, and they ended up with the number 5 pick, because the way the NBA does the lottery, it doesn't mean tanking does not work in your favor. Think about this. It doesn't work. The team with the number 1, 2, and 3 best chance at number 1 pick ended up at 4, 5, and 6. That tells you all you need to know about the draft lottery and trying to tank.
A team with 1% got him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, Nico Harrison was the happiest man on earth when them ping pong balls.
The luckiest.
The luckiest
guy on earth.
But Farrell, it's interesting. When you look at Summer League, you talked about Edgecombe. There's been guys I've been impressed with. Jace Richardson out of Michigan State, you saw him. That kid could score. I mean, that kid could score, and he could shoot, and he's perfect for what they need in Orlando. And Farrell, Yang Hansen.
Hansen, Hansen. The big tariff.
The big tariff, the Chinese Joker, whatever you want to do. That boy is nice. And what he could do, Farrell, is you could see it. Like, when he gets the ball, moving guys with your footwork, but he's moving guys with his eyes and with ball fakes and what he did. I'm telling you something. I sat there on draft night and said, you got DeAndre Ayton, Robert Williams, and you drafted Donovan Klingon, and you draft this kid. And I watched the tape. I was like, okay, all right, the kid looks pretty good. And then I watched him in summer league. I said, all I need to see, this kid's good. It may take him a while, but unless he gets bully balled, this is not Yao Ming we're talking about. I'm saying this, folks. I'm not saying he's going to be Joker. But I'll tell you this. The last time I was big on a rookie big coming in that was international, his name was Alferen Sengun. And go pull up the tape. I was right on that kid, and I'm right on the big tariff. Yang Hansen is going to be a player in this league.
You know, I watched his highlights and reel of his work that he's done. So I think one of the problems is people never saw him because he played in China. And that, you know, hurt his, if you will, you know, the North American stigma of, you know, we know everything about every player. We never saw this kid play. But when I watched his reel, and it was, you know, whatever, 10 minutes straight of watching this guy absolutely juke players with his footwork and his spins and his passing and his handle, his ability to put the ball on the deck and find the basket with whoever, the cutter, the pick and roll, himself, whether he finishes, the floaters he's got. You're right. You talk about Joker. He's a Chinese version of this guy. And with like all of the bag, I mean, I couldn't believe his pump fakes and his footwork and his ability to pass, you know, from the elbows in. It was unbelievable. I'm sitting there watching him going, oh my God, what am I? Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, this guy's going to be a freak. He's got everything. I just think it's that we never saw him before. No one has ever seen him before.
Yeah, the problem is he'll be playing in Portland. We still ain't going to be seeing him for at least a year.
That's a shame.
It's so bad. That's a shame. It is a play. Listen, as someone that coaches kids and someone that specializes in post-development, post-footwork, I'm saying to you kids right now, if you want to go – back in the day, you know what it is. I used to say, go watch Kevin McHale in the post. Oh, I'm telling you right now. If you want to go watch footwork in the post or around the perimeter for a big, go watch this kid for 20 minutes, kids, and you may learn something.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine watching either or because McHale had it all, and this kid's got it too. Without a doubt, we got another shot with Coach Arthur.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Mafia just took the under in that bet. I said that if I lost 10 more pounds, I could dunk again. And Mafia immediately with Luke placed the under bet. Coach, it's unbelievable the lack of respect I get here with as much basketball as I play. But you believe in me. If I went down from, I went from 240 to 226, if I could get down to 215, I think I could actually pelt it again. I think I stopped being able to dunk when I got fat and lost my legs, and that was it. But when I was, listen, between 180 and 205, I could dunk easy in my sleep. And then once you get fat and old, you can't jump anymore. And it really bothers me that Mafia took the under. All right, yesterday you saw Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark go at it. The thing that stood out to me was not so much how well they both shot, especially Beckers, but it was the monster, the Cookie Monster PEs, the player edition Kobe's that Clark had on. I mean to tell you, I got to get my hands on a pair of those. I mean to tell you.
Listen, she's got her own shoe coming out. The most popular shoe in the NBA this past year in regards to minutes was the Sabrina Nescu 2. Shout out to Sab. But to me, when I watched
God,
that game,
look
at it. I'm looking at
it.
Oh, my God. Me want cookie. I'm going to talk to Fran McCaffrey. She's going to give me a pair of them bad boys. Oh, my Lord.
That's better than a new car. Right there.
Yeah. I tell you what, Pharrell, just try getting him autographed by Caitlin Clark. It may cost you as much of a new car. But when you watched that game yesterday, Pharrell, 102-83 win by Indiana. I want to take both sides of it. First with Paige. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Folks, I think she's a borderline top 10 player in the league right now. You got to remember that this lady scored 20 points a game her freshman year in college before the knee issues. Took her team to the national championship game and lost. I do believe it was to Stanford, if I'm not mistaken, and Tara Vanderveer.
Right.
This girl is an absolute stud. And she is, right now, I'm going to say it, the second most popular player in regards to kids behind only Caitlin Clark. Why? I'll say it. No one else will. She is white. She is damn good. And she's got swagger. And she went to UConn. That's like Cooper Flagg going to Duke. It is the blue blood right. of blue blood programs. So the WNBA needs her to play well, and she has turned it on since. Now to Caitlin. Folks, I said this on the Betting Above the Rim Pro Basketball Today with Kevin Walsh over the weekend. I just talked about it on my podcast just now. I'll repeat it again. Caitlin does not need to get them 25 points a night to win. She needs to get them 10 assists a night to win. Because of 13, Kelsey Mitchell. Right? Because, yes, because of Lexi Hall. Because of Sophie Cunningham. Because of Aaliyah Boston. The easiest bet last yesterday to take was Caitlin Clark double-double at plus 130 to plus 150 at the shop around, because they're going against a team in Dallas who plays no defense, and Caitlin Clark's got to get going, get other people involved, and Dallas gives up the most assists per game during the season. Look for those things, folks. If Caitlin Clark can get you 10 assists a night, they have a better chance, in my opinion, to win the WNBA title than if Caitlin Clark gets 25 points a night. She makes the whole team more dangerous when she's getting them involved and they're hitting shots.
How about yesterday? I cashed two tickets on the WNBA, and I haven't bet on that once at all, but I had Connecticut and the Liberty, and the Liberty were getting whacked, and they ended up covering the 4.5 that I bet them on. Who do you like tonight in the WNBA, and what bets do you like? And then do you have any thing that stands out to you in the summer league the rest of the day? They're playing already.
Well, really quick, the reason why the Liberty have struggled is because of Jonquel Jones. She should be back shortly. She is the difference maker. As of tonight, three players are looking. Number one, Big Feast, favorite to win the MVP. Nafisha Collier, over 21.5 points for all 9 road games. She's gone over 7 of them. 1 out of 2 versus the Sky. 8 out of her last 10. Oh, and by the way, the last time the Lynx played the Sky beat them. Lynx get revenge, but I'm not touching the spread because I think it's too much. Second, Alyssa Thomas, double-double, minus 155. So you're playing a little bit of juice. 15.3, 7.5, 9.5 this season. Only one double-double won in the last 6 games, but the other 5 games, she's got either 8 assists or rebounds. Remember, no Kalia Copper tonight, no Satu Sabli tonight, so she's got to do it all. Look for Alyssa Thomas to get a double-double. And speaking of needing help to do it all, Sammy Wickham. Look at this, folks. She's over 12.5 points. She's gone over, and I think it's 6 out of her last 8 games, including a 36-piece 2 games ago. Sammy Wickham's got arguably the quickest release in the WNBA. She should be able to get her shots off. Valkyries will load up on Alyssa Thomas on a drive, kick out. Sammy Wickham over now 11.5 points tonight.
All right, so there's Bulls Pacers. That's at 6. 6:30 on NBA TV, Hornets Mavs. 8 o'clock, Celtics Heat. 8:30 NBA TV, Jazz Spurs. By the way, Wemby cleared after the blood clots, cleared now to ball. And then at 10 at Suns Kings, 10:30 NBA TV, Clippers Lakers. I'm only really giving you those TV games because if I can't watch the game, if I have to watch on my cell phone, I'm not watching. If I can watch it on TV, I'm watching. Any of those stand out to you tonight? Have you been watching the games in Vegas? Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it. I'm watching these teams play. When you look at a team like Boston, they're just a team that's ready to maybe win the Vegas Summer League. They've won both of their games by double digits, by 14 and by 13. So maybe lay the point for the Celtics versus the Heat tonight. When you look at guys like Shireman, I like the Hugo Gonzalez, get the kid from Spain that they got in the draft. I think that's a team you look at that could win the Vegas Summer League. Jordan Walsh, second-year kid, has played pretty well. So, to me, if you look at any game tonight, I'm looking at the Celtics minus the points versus the Heat.
Do you think that Dame Time will listen to Tatum and go there to Boston?
No, I think he's going to go to Miami. That's where I think he wants to go. I wouldn't rule out Portland because that's where he's been for a long time. But at the end of the day,
the big tariff.
Your big tariff. I mean, listen, man. Pharrell, I'll play with big tariff right now. I mean, we talk about getting that way. Coach Young's down about 225, 220. So I tried dunking at 47. I did it. I turned 49 in September. That gives me about 6 weeks. Give me 6 weeks to dunk. before I turn. I got to do it every year until I turn 50. I'm
getting
close.
I've already seen you, Don, but I'm a lot older than you, son. Slow down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Carver High, back to some all-star game talk as we get ready for the Home Run Derby tonight. Tomorrow night, the National League taking on the American League in the Midsummer Classic in Atlanta, GA, Hot Town.
Yeah, Hot Town, of course, tomorrow night. As you mentioned, they're all there today getting things going. So we'll spend a lot of time tomorrow on the game itself and the numbers and things like that. But I will tell you that Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal will be the pitchers for tomorrow night's game. They will be the starters. In fact, the whole lineup, the AL will be Glaber, Green, Judge, Raleigh, Guerrero, O'Hearn, Caminero, Baez, and Jacob Wilson. The NL will go Otani, Acuna, Marte, Freeman, Machado, Will Smith, Kyle Tucker, Lindor, PCA. Those are the starting lineups for tomorrow night in the All-Star game. And, of course, Skeens and Skubal will be the guys. Skeens, first pitcher and one of five players ever to start the All-Star game in their first two seasons. So quite the accomplishment for Paul Skeens. There's so many All-Star replacements, Scotty. I can't go through it all. I'll say this to you. You mentioned this with Craig earlier, and I wanted to hear what you thought. I mean, I get that the All-Star game is a show and a showcase and it's supposed to be fun and who really cares. I can't put a guy who's pitched five games in the All-Star game, Mizorowski. I thought that that was a little too much, adding him to the game.
You know, I agree with you. I think the Phillies were right, and I think that they were a little uncool making it a big point that they cashed this kid's buzz. And I thought he kept it on a high note. And just said, you know, nobody ever was successful in life that sold hate. You know, that like they hated on him. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They don't even know him, and they gave him nothing but hate. And I thought it was out of line, to be honest with you. But I'll give you, I agree with you that he should not be an All-Star. But I'll say this. I like betting on him. I bet on him, I think, four times and cashed four times. Every time he pitches, he wins. So you can bet on him. I don't care what game they put him in, All-Star game or otherwise. If he's starting and he's pitching, I'm betting on him because he throws gas and no one can hit him.
Yeah, and he'll be obviously – he's going to pitch an inning because that's why he's there. Apparently they got to the point where they were asking guys, you know, you can only be in if you agree to pitch in the game. That's why the Philly guys aren't there. They asked Ranger Suarez to be in the game. He said he didn't want to pitch. So as much as they cried and bellyached about it, you know, one of them was offered the opportunity.
And he didn't go ahead anyway.
That was Sanchez. Yeah, maybe they did Ranger too, but Christopher Sanchez was the guy that they gave the bonus to that he should have made the team because he probably should have, but he pitched on Sunday. So they didn't ask him to be in the All-Star game. You know, that's kind of – that was where they were all upset, but it is whatever at this point. The game as far as tomorrow, the National League is a slight favorite right now. And as I mentioned, we will do more about it. There you go. -116, -102. with a total of flat seven. We'll have some fun with this and maybe some All-Star Game MVPs, etc., tomorrow on Coast to Coast. But, you know, Skeen's doing it 2 years in a row, Scotty. That's a big accomplishment. I know it's the All-Star Game, it's an exhibition, but that is a great accomplishment for Skeens.
Listen, you know, he's going to pitch an inning. He starts 2 years in a row. That's great. He'll obviously do his thing, and he's hard to hit. And, you know, I saw him lose the other day 2-1 to the Twins. He gives up the home run to some no-name and then loses again. They never score runs when he pitches. So at least we get him pitching again on a good team, which you'll never see in Pittsburgh. He pitches with a loser. And I think that when he goes out there, it's gotten to the point where he knows he's going to lose because they never score runs. And so it must be awful for him. I feel bad for the guy, even though I don't want him going anywhere. I don't want him traded. I don't want a deal. I don't want it. You know, I'm going to use him until the last year before he's going to leave, and then I'll deal him for five or six players to the Yankees. I'm not letting him leave anytime before that. I don't care what anybody thinks. You know what? We own him. That's it. And get used to losing.
And with how that lineup shakes out, that means we will, no matter what, get Skeens versus Judge in the top of the first inning with Judge hitting third. So no matter what, that'll be the main attraction of that first inning. Forget Green and Gleyber Torres. Skeens and Judge is a nice highlight moment.
I think he can strike Judge out.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.